5. Religion expanded by revelation. Revelation is a technique whereby ages upon ages of time are saved in the necessary work of sorting and sifting the errors of evolution from the truths of spirit acquirement. Science deals with facts. Religion is concerned only with values. Through enlightened philosophy, the mind endeavors to unite the meanings of both facts and values, thereby arriving at a concept of complete reality. Remember that science is the domain of knowledge, philosophy the realm of wisdom, and religion the sphere of the faith experience. But religion, nonetheless, presents two phases of manifestation. 1. Evolutionary religion, the experience of primitive worship, the religion which is a mind derivative. 2. Revealed religion, the universe attitude which is a spirit derivative, the assurance of and belief in the conservation of eternal realities, the survival of personality, and the eventual attainment of the cosmic deity, whose purpose has made all this possible. It is a part of the plan of the universe that, sooner or later, evolutionary religion is destined to receive the spiritual expansion of revelation. Both science and religion start out with the assumption of certain generally accepted bases for logical deductions. So also must philosophy start its career upon the assumption of the reality of three things. 1. The material body. 2. The supermaterial phase of the human being, the soul, or even the indwelling spirit. 3. The human mind, the mechanism for intercommunication and interassociation between spirit and matter, between the material and the spiritual. Scientists assemble facts, philosophers coordinate ideas, while prophets exalt ideals. Feeling and emotion are invariable concomitants of religion, but they are not religion. Religion may be the feeling of experience, but it is hardly the experience of feeling. Neither logic, rationalization, nor emotion, feeling, is essentially a part of religious experience, although both may variously be associated with the exercise of faith and the furtherance of spiritual insight into reality, all according to the status and temperamental tendency of the individual mind. Evolutionary religion is the outworking of the endowment of the local universe mind adjutant charged with the creation and fostering of the worship trait in evolving man. Such primitive religions are directly concerned with ethics and morals, the sense of human duty. Such religions are predicated on the assurance of conscience and result in the stabilization of relatively ethical civilizations. Personally revealed religions are sponsored by the bestowal spirits representing the three persons of the Paradise Trinity and are especially concerned with the expansion of truth. Evolutionary religion drives home to the individual the idea of personal duty. Revealed religion lays increasing emphasis on loving, the golden rule. Evolved religion rests wholly on faith. Revelation has the additional assurance of its expanded presentation of the truths of divinity and reality, and the still more valuable testimony of the actual experience which accumulates in consequence of the practical working union of the faith of evolution and the truth of revelation. Such a working union of human faith and divine truth constitutes the possession of a character well on the road to the actual acquirement of a morontial personality. Evolutionary religion provides only the assurance of faith and the confirmation of conscience. Revelatory religion provides the assurance of faith plus the truth of a living experience in the realities of revelation. The third step in religion, or the third phase of the experience of religion, has to do with the Morontia state, the firmer grasp of Mota. Increasingly, in the Morontia progression, the truths of revealed religion are expanded. More and more you will know the truth of supreme values, divine goodness, universal relationships, eternal realities, and ultimate destinies. Increasingly, throughout the Morontia progression, the assurance of truth replaces the assurance of faith. When you are finally mustered into the actual spirit world, then will the assurances of pure spirit insight operate in the place of faith and truth, or rather, in conjunction with and superimposed upon these former techniques of personality assurance.